And that concludes the public hearing. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1733, Rehoboth Appraisal Group LLC, doing business as First State Appraisal Incorporated.
This is an application of Rehoboth Appraisal Group LLC, DBA First State Appraisal Incorporated, to amend the comprehensive zoning map from GR, General Residential District, to B1 Neighborhood Business District, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2,900 of an acre more or less, lying northwest intersection of Hebron Street, also known as Road 273, and Burton Avenue in the West Rehoboth subdivision, and being lots 2 and 3 of that subdivision, and identified as tax map ID District 334, map 13.19, parcel number 2. Gentlemen, for the benefit of the record, the applicants provided a survey and site plan for this application and an exhibit booklet. The exhibit booklet contains a location map aerial depicting the zoning and business and commercial uses in the area, a copy of the survey site plan, an aerial of the lot and immediate vicinity, a map of the zoning for the lot in the immediate vicinity, a map of the general area, a copy of the application form, a copy of the deed to the property, a copy of the service level evaluation request form and the DelDOT support facilities report, a copy of a letter from DelDOT dated August 17, 2005, a copy of the Sussex Conservation District letter dated August 25, 2005, a portion of the state strategies and investment levels map depicting that the site is located in an investment level 1, a portion of the comprehensive land use plan in reference to the investment level 1 and developing area, the environmentally sensitive developing area, 6 letters of support, and suggested proposed findings of fact. We heard comments from a couple of agencies, first one from DelDOT. We received a memorandum on March 13th of 2013, which states that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the existing level of service B for Hebron Road, also known as Road 273, will not change as a result of this application. We also heard comments or received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, again in the form of a memorandum and dated September 11, 2013, and stating that the site is located in a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, being the West Rehoboth expansion area, that the sewer design assumption is 1 EDU per lot in a residential subdivision. Therefore, 2 EDUs were allocated to this parcel. That the parcel has been provided with 2 sanitary sewer laterals along the parcel's frontage on Hebron Road. That conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required, that the proposed B1 zoning is not located on residential land previously identified for commercial use by planning and zoning, that the engineering department has concerns that the rezoning will result in a potential increase in wastewater flow from the parcel in the future, that a capacity evaluation at the developer's expense may be required to determine what upgrades would be required to serve a future use, that required upgrades would be completed by the developer at the developer's expense, and that a concept plan is not required. Now, we also received a letter in opposition from Elizabeth Doty, president of the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust Incorporated, and expressing concerns that more diverse uses could be detrimental to recent studies that have been made in revitalizing the neighborhood, that the structure and business there now is consistent with the neighborhood, but there are far too many uses under B1 that would not be consistent with the character of the neighborhood, that the location of the business is right at the entrance to the community, so it is critical that it fits in with the residential nature of the community, that in 2008, the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust completed a very comprehensive revitalization plan for West Rehoboth, which we have tried to adhere to. And Hebron Road has both residential and commercial, so it is extremely important that those two uses blend together well, that they oppose the change in use that is not in keeping with the neighborhood character, and ask the commission to turn down the request. the board has its annual meeting this evening and will not be able to attend the meeting, and that they just learned about the application yesterday, being Wednesday, the 11th. And that's all I have to show questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Ms. Gilmore.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. Sorry, I'm not as colorful as the last application. Kind of dull tonight for me, but anyway, I am here on behalf of the Rehoboth Appraisal Group, LLC, that owns the property, which is the subject of the hearing this evening. With me is R. Stephen White. He's a member of the LLC with me this evening. Mark Davidson is the engineer. He couldn't be here tonight. He's on vacation. But we are proposing to change the site from GR1 to B1. Right now, the building, as it exists, received a conditional use from the county, I believe, 2004, and there were conditions imposed. Everything has been followed by the applicant, and they've operated now for almost a decade at that site without any issues. So why are we here? It's the difference between having a conditional use and a B1 as a property owner, particularly for financing. The current economic market changed the views of conditional uses in a banking scenario. So in terms of why we're here, we're seeking the rezoning. We're not intending to change anything about the site. The site plan is intended to stay exactly the way it is. We know of no issues with the county or anything with the community. And in fact, as Ms. Doty said in her letter, you know, what the use is right now is in harmony. So when we looked at the possible rezoning, we went to the B1 uses and identified everything that was there. Mark Davidson and I, you know, scoured each one to see what would not be in harmony, what would be in harmony, and looked at each one of those. So I'll address those in a few minutes. But we did submit our exhibit booklet. We asked that to be moved into the record. And just to identify just information for the record, the predominant use around us is commercial from our site out to Route 1. There are some properties on Hebron Road that are also C1, and there's some mixed conditional uses that the county has approved. But almost immediately adjacent to us is Quillen Hardware across the street. We have Rehoboth Car Wash, and there is a condominium site with multiple housing, the Seacoast Condominium. We are just at the entrance of West Rehoboth, so I think changing us to B1, the look of the site has to be in harmony with the community, but the building that's there was made to look residential. We don't intend to change it, and the building itself actually is as good as new. It's a beautiful building. There's more than enough space for them to occupy right now, so there would be no need to change that. The utility is connected to the site. We have water and sewer. Everything is fine. When we look at traffic and parking, everything is going very well with that. And as DelDOT said, there was no needed improvements. The parking is ample to the site. They have had no parking issues or stormwater issues. The site is currently in that desirable area of Route 1 and the entrance to Rehoboth, the city of Rehoboth, where professional offices are desired. There's not a lot of available professional office space of that size and nature. The proposed B1 use is the same. The applicant has used for the last 10 years, consistent with other uses in the area and the trend of approved uses. When, as I said earlier, when you look at the multiple uses for B1, our site is really too small to accommodate many of those things that would be offensive to the residential community. So if you look at, if you wanted to put a drive-in bank, you can't do it because of the size of the lot. If you would try to put a gas station there, you can't. So when you start going down the list, what Mark Davidson and I did is look at each one, see how it would fit on the site, and many of them just can't. You can't have a laundromat. You can't have a veterinarian clinic. You can't have a radio or TV station. So the more applicable uses would be like a bakery, a hair salon, a flower shop, a retail store, art studio. All those are naturally They would look nice with the community. But our intent is to keep it as a professional office. That's what works. That's the way, you know, the way it is. And we're continuing to have it remain that way. The property is classified in investment level one, and the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan has this in the environmentally sensitive developing overlay area. The plan permits B1 uses, and it says uses should be limited to neighborhood shopping and businesses to serve the rapidly expanding population. And this is just that ideal location. The current and proposed rezoning of the applicant is the type of use the comprehensive plan desires. We would not be asking for C1. It's too out of character for that location. So we think B1 is the natural fit, and it's the permitted use that's there but for the conditional use. So the granting of the change of zone is in accordance with the comprehensive plan. It promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. And it's for the adoption of the change of zone is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. So I'll just ask Mr. White to come up and affirm my statements for the record, and then you can ask us any questions you might have. So you heard my statements in the record. Will you affirm for the record that they're true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Sir, I need you to introduce yourself, please.
I'm R. Stephen White.
And your address?
8 Somerset Road, Rehoboth.
Okay. So if you have any questions for us, you can go ahead and ask away.
All right. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you tell me who the current tenants are in the building?
First State Appraisals is the Rehoboth Appraisal Group. They operate it themselves.
So you operate, you're utilizing the entire building?
The first floor.
First floor. And do you have any pending or intended tenants?
We have an architect upstairs.
Okay. So the building's currently fully being utilized?
Right.
And as I understand from the presentation, there's not any intention of changing the exterior of the building at this time?
No. In fact, we built it as a Cape. It's a Cape Cod. I don't know if there's a picture in there. Yeah, so it looked like a residential property. That was our intentions when we first built it.
Okay. So currently there's not any plans to either increase the size up, you know, or any of that nature?
No. It's just for financial purposes.
So in terms of the concern that was addressed by the Rehoboth Community Land Trust, your response would be?
Well, I talked to Ms. Doty today, and her main concern was with the uses that are there. And I explained to her, just like I did with you, that we looked at each one of those uses that they would be fearful of. I mean, you wouldn't want some of those things that are there. You know, certain retail stores they wouldn't want, but, I mean, that's just a matter of in any type of retail store, there are some that you might be fearful of. So I explained that to her, that many of the ones they're concerned about really can't fit on that lot area. It's just site restrictive. And so that was my explanation to her.
Okay. I have no further questions this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
What is the size of this lot?
0.29 acres.
So that's
0.29 acres. There's not a lot.
Really?
It's not a lot there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's filled up.
Yeah.
What is 591 square foot?
It's 100 by 125.
And what is the zoning of the house right next door to it?
Almost everything there is GR.
GR, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
I know across the street on Hebron, it's mostly C1, but this side of the street is GR next to the residential area.
There's no house next to us.
Right.
There's an abandoned VFW building or something.
Right. But that is GR as well.
The bike trail comes out for the main bike trail. Then there's a dilapidated building that needs to be torn down, and then this commercial use.
The next
business
property
use.
Towards the car wash is
the Seacoast condominiums.
Yeah. Condominiums.
They're like townhouse condominiums.
Thank you.
No further questions. Okay. Mr. Smith?
I think I understand the application. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Ross?
What's the closest B1 zone property to your location?
I think everything is C1, not B1.
Right. And the only reason that you're not requesting C1 is because the B1 is more restrictive
than the C1. It's the most applicable. As I explained to Ms. Doty, if the county had a lesser like a B2 zoning that had, you know, a few uses that might be more applicable, and it would serve that. But this is the only option for us.
That's good for the questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then, Mr. Lang.
No question.
Okay, Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
No questions.
All right, then. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1733, Rehoboth Appraisal Group, LLC, doing business as First State Appraisal Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition of change of zone number 1733? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.